All right. There we go. That's better. Justin, is that the 4X?
Yeah, it's the 4X. It's like that's probably why it wasn't turning on, is because it's like too big.
It thought it was a tent.
Yeah,
Just
that's why my camera wasn't working at first.
well, you had the shirt over the camera. That's what happens.
Yeah.
So,
What is this, American Pie?
right, exactly. So, to celebrate the fact that, hold on, let me double check here before I say this, because I'm pretty sure it is accurate. Do. So, we are right now 9 ticket sales away from where we were going into Saturday morning of last year. So we are a whole day ahead.
Increase.
So increase. So we are at l bare minimum a 10% increase in sales, in ticket sales, pre-sales. So to celebrate, I'm going to have one of the this year's con beers. This is a Snow White Stout from Shubru with a Greg Land cover. You can see the Greg Land. And
Cute.
I will because it's Greg Land, I will be drinking it from a Nightwing glass, of course. So this is my second one of these. Because my first one I had at Todd's house the other night, and it was delicious. So delicious.
Got
That
all the
is
logos on the
really
side. That's
light for
cool.
a Todd beer. Oh,
That
it's
is
so good.
really light for a Todd beer. It's got to be blacker. Come on now.
Oh, that's just the head. Hold on. Just
It's
wait
got to
for
be drenched in the blood of your enemies.
right.
I mean, it looks a
I
little
mean,
red on that screen.
look at the bottom. The bottom's pretty dark.
That's dark.
Yeah, that is a stout, my friend. It is a stout. It is a total
Yeah.
milkshake. It is beautiful. So I am loving it. It is super smooth. Just like I think it's actually more smooth than last year. There's a it's a different brewer than a different head brewer at Shubru this year than it has been. Because we were talking about it the other night, and this one's just a little bit more, just a little more smooth than the other ones. Like it's I don't quite know how to describe it, except that it's just more smooth. It's just. It
It's
just goes
more
down very
smooth.
nice. It's not, you don't realize how heavy it is because of how smooth it is, which is the nice part, right? So that's kind of cool in my opinion.
That's what she said.
Heyo. So anyway, welcome to the Toddcast, guys. We are two
Yeah.
days. We are like a little over 24 hours away from Three Rivers 2025, and we are here to celebrate with our friends from Comicsburg, and as one does, we throw the Pittsburgh party.
To
We're here to
celebrate that we
hang.
actually have a quarterback.
Kinda, yeah.
Nothing like a
40,
quarterback that's
41 year
our
old,
age.
yeah.
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 41 year old quarterback that got kicked off the Jets.
Yeah. I mean, when
To
that
be
dude's.
fair, it's like getting kicked off the Browns. Is it really a team if they just kick you off? Yeah.
Right. I mean, he's only 2 years young. Well, 2.5 years younger than me. I don't know, man. Like, is that
But
even.
have you gone on a darkness retreat and gotten LSD'd out of your mind like he did? So,
I mean, that sounds awesome. Okay, so now you can see how dark it is. See how much more you can see Nightwing. Look at that. Beautiful. Good Lord, is that beautiful?
it's as black
Oh.
as the night of Gotham City.
It is. It is so good.
Or Pittsburgh on a summer day.
In
In
1920, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd say the 1970s, back when the steel mills were still going. When the Steelers were
Oh
good
man.
and the steel mills were still popping.
Right? Jeez. Oh man, this has been the longest freaking day. So Justin and I loaded the van today for the show. And I
And we still
forgot.
forgot shit.
We still forgot. We forgot two boxes at the mills, and at the end of it, I realized I forgot the start money for the con in my car in Cranberry, and I had to drive all the way back up to Cranberry
Oh, God.
just to get that, and then drive all the way back down. So, which was awesome to do with a fully loaded van filled with all kinds of goodies and green room snacks and 20
Snacks.
cases of water and stuff. Hey, here comes
Or
Grant.
snacks. Hey,
Snacks,
Grant.
right?
Snacks.
Snacks. I got you some Pop-Tarts and granola bars and things like that for the green room. All for you, Marvin. All for you.
I appreciate that. And nobody better touch them either.
It's
I lay
okay.
claim. That's okay. It's like
What's up,
the
Grant?
drum set. My nuts
Hey,
dragged
guys.
along the
Hey,
Pop-Tarts.
Grant. Sorry I'm late. So for you guys coming to the show, understand these guys have the biggest booth at the show. They are going to be spread across 4.5 booths. And I
Yep.
say half because one's like got a pole in it. So 4.5 booths. It's insane. Like, do you guys even have that many back banners like to do this? Is it gonna
Oh,
work?
we just got a brand new one.
We have
Oh,
three now.
nice!
Do we have three now, Marvin?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
Nice.
that's enough. That'll
So
cover.
two can face one direction, one can face the other, actually.
Nice. Very cool. Very cool. So it's gonna be awesome. I'm very excited about it. The maps are up. Everything's up to date on the website. Everybody can check it out. Tickets are on sale. There's no hidden fees. Everything's on there. The tickets don't increase at the door. It's gonna rain all weekend, so just come and hang out at the freaking show.
It's
Like,
literally just $6, right?
for a kid, it's $6.
Oh, okay.
For an adult, it's 15 to 18, depending on the day.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Still, it's cheaper than a movie. It's cheaper than a pirate game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheaper than that other show.
Yeah,
It
way
is.
yeah. However, that other show also gave us a really nice shout out, so
Awesome. So, I mean, you said it's after
going to
somebody
rain.
was starting with us on the
Oh
internet.
yeah, it was actually kind of interesting, 'cause like I don't think other people realize like we're friends with other shows,
Yeah.
like, and people just think that we're like all cutthroat and stuff, and we're like, no, like we're friends with literally all of the other shows in the city. Like, we set up at everybody else's show. Well, even if we don't set up at everybody's shows, we're friends with them. Like
Yeah.
we co-promote, like we promote in our stores for them, we do social media for them, we do the podcast for them, and we just hang out with them. Like, I've had beers with a lot of those guys, I've had meals with them. There's some shows I'd like to go more. Like, I like to go to the Retro Gaming Show because they have bands there, and I like to play fucking pinball all night. I love it. Like, I find more fun in that than going to meet an actor and, paying $500 to stand on a square for 5 seconds. But I
Yes.
do like to go and hang out with those vendors and talk to those guys. But and then I like the toy show because I like some of that kind of stuff too. But every show has a different flavor in the city. There's
Yeah.
not a show that doesn't have something worth it to go to, right? And we're all friends. We're all in this together. Like, we all support each other. Like, none of us hate each other. I don't know why people think that. Like,
Because it's
right? It's
Sega
like, just 'cause we're in a different building doesn't mean we don't like each other. Jesus. Like,
Nintendo.
calm down, people.
I think it's just one of those trolls that they love Steel City Con so much that they were,
Oh, so you're
you
gonna
know.
actually call them out? We've been being coy.
No, it wasn't that, like, Steel City didn't like stuck up for us. It wasn't
Yeah,
like,
they did. They
yeah,
absolutely did.
they stuck up for us, but it's one of their like weirdo fans with the show that's like sticks up for them for everything, including the last thing that kind of happened that I'm not
Kids
gonna
call it
bring up to.
standing.
Yeah, but they're it, you know, it again, it's a typical troll though. Didn't show like I don't think there was even a profile like
Yeah, there
people on
was.
his. There was okay. I wasn't sure because
So.
I think the last time I clicked on one, the profile disappeared suddenly. It was gone. It was like, oh,
Oh
okay.
no, that was a different thing completely. But
Okay. So
yeah,
you got multiple
like
things going
yeah,
on.
it's just interesting 'cause like people, like I said, like people like but you know, every show's got trolls and you know what? Like you just kind of have to roll with the punches when it comes to stuff like that 'cause like for every one troll, we have 40 people, 40 to 100 people that love us. So, you know, you're gonna get it. You're gonna get people that don't like the show. Sure, that's fine. Maybe it's not for you. So don't go. It's not a big deal.
Don't complain
Like,
about it. Yeah.
there's other shows in the city. It's cool, man. Go
I like
for
how
it.
people complain that there's nothing to do in Pittsburgh, but then you complain about things happening in Pittsburgh. I'm like, well, which is it? Do you hate that there's nothing going on, or do you hate the fact
No,
that there's something
they just
you are
need something
not
to complain about.
into? Yeah. It's like, you know, I would love to see the Pittsburgh Pirates win. I won't see it in my lifetime. I think they're gonna. I'll be dead by the time I see him in a World Series.
Well, I mean,
But you
you
know,
got to see him winning in the 90s, so you got that, right?
yeah. I recently saw that on like the was it the Deion Sanders Netflix documentary, and of course it's him playing for the Braves. I rewatched that Sid Bream sliding in the home. And I felt like 12-year-old me again, and I cried because that is the last time I will see the Pirates get close to a World Series. Period.
Beaten by
Mark
the
my
slowest
words.
player in the league.
Against, quote, the best player in the in baseball at that time. So, but you know, it's I don't know how to put it. Different strokes for different folks, you know. It if you don't like
Totally fine.
something,
Find
like
something you like.
go find something somewhere else. You know,
I
I don't
and
like a lot of things here in Westmoreland County because it's rednecks camo and country decorating. So I don't go to any of those things. I go to where I want to go, and it's fun, you know.
Yeah,
So,
man. I mean, and that's just how it is. It's like, you know, people just need to they need to understand that there's more stuff out there. They just need to go and find it.
there's a
And
lot of stuff happening in Pittsburgh that not enough people pay attention to. Just take it from me.
yeah.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, but it's like comics though too, right? Like
Yeah,
people are like,
same.
"Oh, it's just superheroes." And I'm like, "No, man. It's everything now." Like, you know, and then they're like, "Well, like, you know, they'll talk about something." And I'm like, "Yeah, but like they'll bring up like a movie like Wanted or Red or From Hell or something like that." And I'm like, "Those are all comic book movies." And they're like, "No, they're not." And I'm like, yes, they are. And they're just like, but they're not superheroes. I'm like, no shit, dumbass.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a huge problem. Like, when I talk to people about why they don't like comic books, what it always comes down to is they don't like Marvel or DC. And it's like, that's the tip of the iceberg. Or more specifically, a lot of times what we hear is people don't like American-made comic books. And it's like, there's more to American-made comic books than just Marvel and DC.
I mean, but then like there's also people that don't like a lot of manga either, you know? Like or they don't like anime, which by the way, like this year we actually do have like an anime panel. We have an anime voice actor who's local. So we actually have like a little bit of Eastern comics like being embraced this year, which is actually kind of interesting, because we've never actually done that full on, and I think it's kind of a cool bridge for us as a show, because it's kind of showing like we're not just about Western comics, right? But we're primarily Western comics, but that's mostly because that's what the US has mostly been in its existence, right? But there is a home for it. So yeah, why not? So, oh crap, I gotta set myself a reminder. Sorry, I just remembered I have to do something. Actually, I'm just going to do something right now while you guys talk for a second, so I don't forget about this one thing that I need to do. So really.
Hi. I saw it was the since the Arts Festival was in the Strip this year and it's going to rain, so you could get some people coming in and out the rain too.
The Arts Festival is in the Strip this year.
It's on 15th.
It's on a Buncher Group property that they gave to the Arts Festival.
Yeah, I think it's just a one-time thing too. I don't think I don't think it'll be there. It'll be there
No,
next
it's
year.
an interim property that Buncher gave them to, just for a interim solution.
Right. So like it was Justin was saying, like they're having stuff to do. There's like multiple things going on this weekend also. So I mean, there's something to do for everyone this weekend. So
Well,
you got.
hopefully some of the Living Dead people will cross over too.
Well, the arts festival is in the Strip because they're building that new arts park, or what, Arts Landing, they're calling it Arts Landing, right? Where the old Goodyear was on the like right by the river there by the Eagle restaurant. So that's going to be hopefully ready by next year for them. And actually, somebody today was like, "Do you think with Arts Festival being the Strip that the parking is going to be crazy?" And I was like, no, because there's like six parking garages around the convention center, and the Strip district's like six blocks away. So,
Unless you want to like park six blocks away and then walk over,
yeah.
that's
And I was like,
fine.
and even then, they built three new parking garages over there, so they should be fine too. So cool. But I think because of the rain, I think they're going to get kind of screwed. And I think we're going to probably.
You'll
Ben,
benefit
like
from it.
sadly, I think we're going to benefit from it, and we're not going to mutually benefit from it this year, because every other year we've been pretty mutually beneficial to each other, because we were like a block away.
I mean, at least it won't be cold like it was, because Grant and I did the Greater Pittsburgh Book Fest last weekend, and it was windy, wet, and cold.
It was shivery out there.
Where was that at this year?
It was in the frick.
It
I
was
mean,
in the
not
Schenley Quad.
Schenley Park.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay. The Schenley Quad in Oakland.
Wow,
But
man. We did really good though. I mean, I figure if it's ever sunny there, it will kill it.
That's a nice area. It's got to be warm to really
Yeah,
benefit
I
from it.
mean, a lot of people came out even with the weather. And then they
A lot
changed.
of people came out in shorts and were like literally standing there shivering.
And short sleeves. Like I had my winter coat on. I'm like, no, this is not cool.
At the very last minute, I put thermal underwear on under my outfit, and I was like, oh, thank God I did that.
You had like at least four people lost their tents as the wind took them away from them.
Whoa,
The
that's crazy.
I forget which was it. Sirius XM was right next to us, and they had like a blow
Wow.
up tent that had no moorings, and there were two people working there. The one guy was standing there holding it up. We went over to help him, kept picking up because his stand kept blowing over, while the other guy sat at the table that's and played on his phone. He sees the guy like trying to hold the thing up, and he just gets pissed and goes. He goes, "I need help," and they just left after that. It's like they just gave it up. Wasn't going to work.
Man, I mean, I feel like that I'm getting flashbacks of when we did the Three Rivers outside.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, outdoor stuff is just dicey.
Yeah.
So that year, I guess it's been long enough that I can tell you this, John. I sat in my car for about 10 minutes before I got my comic books out and just thought to myself, do I really want to go to this convention?
Oh,
It
man.
was so cold and so rainy and so miserable. Like, I mean, it didn't just rain a little bit. It like downpoured.
It
I remember we
was a
had to
ton.
like go and poke the tent like once every like 10 or 12 minutes, or else like it would make pockets of rainwater.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
The good news, is that your tent there had windows. I mean, had panels on the sides. The ones at the Boom
Yeah.
Fest didn't have anything on the sides or the back.
Oh,
So
man.
we're just like getting cut in half by this wind.
Right,
Yeah, there was no
right.
windbreak.
That's rough.
Well,
Oh.
let's look toward the
God.
positive aspects
But
of this weekend.
we still sold a lot of stuff though. Like so it's like
What about?
even though the weather's bad in the city, people still come out to do stuff. They don't shy away from they don't get scared from the by the weather.
But this weekend is going to kick ass because this weekend is going to be indoors. So even if it does rain, we're all going to be
Climate
dry
controlled.
and happy. I mean, you can park in the garage and walk over.
Yes.
And even
Holy
the
crap.
walkway, what's that?
I said, holy crap. Since I last checked, we've sold six more tickets.
There we
You're
go.
welcome. You're
Boom.
welcome.
It's Marvin's beautiful beard.
There you go.
Meanwhile,
And all
we'll
the
find
cool
out
stuff
later,
we're
Marvin's the one who purchased those six tickets. That's what's going to
gonna
happen.
have. He's just gonna stand out in front of his house and throw them out and over and out in Lawrenceville
He's
and just
gonna be
throwing
like every other dude's like
them
outside there at the Steeler game with a jersey on going, hey, I got
Yeah.
tickets to
I got
this
tickets,
event.
tickets, I got tickets.
Tickets.
I got tickets. You
You
need
got
tickets? I got
tickets.
tickets.
You got tickets. You got tickets.
That
Right. Hang out in the Jimmy
cheeseburger.
John's and be like, I got tickets here. I'll trade you for a
Right.
Jimmy John's.
So gone. Jesus.
So we do.
If
So
that
you
would
go.
actually work, that'd be kind of funny. Be like, I'll give you tickets to a con for a Jimmy John's sandwich.
Are they going to be open this year? I remember they were closed. I think
They
they were
were open
closed last
last
time.
year, so
Were
I'm assuming they're open this year.
they? Okay.
I think they were only closed just due to the COVID restrictions
I
and
mean,
whatnot.
they're literally the nearest restaurant to the con, like technically, right?
They are literally the only restaurant in that
No, because
area.
B Bill's Burgers is literally in the West End right there. And they treat us really well. They're doing sliders now. They were awesome, man. I had them the
Oh,
other
cool.
day when I was there dropping off some flyers. I had some just to try them out, and I did chili cheese on the fries underneath. Mwah! I'm getting it again. It's gonna be great. That's all I gotta say.
Belly bombs. Cool. What kind of cool stuff are you planning to have at the convention, Grant?
What am I having? Well, we're gonna have new issues. The sequel to Beowulf, which is called Beowulf: Grendel's Curse, the first issue is out, and so this is only going to be the second convention that I've had that at.
Oh, congratulations.
We're also going to have a contest where if you get one ticket for every purchase, and you can buy extra, and we're going to give away a lot of my old variant covers. For like issues 1 through 6 of Beowulf, issues 1 through 3 of League of Cryptids.
What day are you doing the auction?
Sunday.
Sunday? What
I
time?
mean, you don't have to be there to win it. We'll mail it to you.
Okay. Oh, so you're collecting mailing addresses with the email addresses you're going to give for people. Sounds like you're running some kind of mailing racket.
I mean, it sounds like that, but no. I wish I
What?
was smart
Sorry.
enough. I
The
wish I
next
was smart enough
Kickstarter is
to
going to
figure
be him
something out
sending people, be like, "Hey, have you heard of Kickstarter? Here's a postcard about Kickstarter.
like
Kickstart my comic book next time."
Speaking of Kickstarter, we do have to talk about Grant's Kickstarter. So, let's do that real quick before we get too in the weeds, and then we'll continue on talking about all kinds of random stuff. So, let's talk about some League of Cryptids. 'Cause it's awesome.
Thanks. Yeah, this is issue number 3. If you guys haven't checked out issues number 1 and 2, the storyline is what we know of as cryptids are actually ancient aliens who were put here to protect and help Earth develop, and they have to join forces to fight to defend Earth against an alien attack. And the alien attack is based on another cryptid, which is called the Loveland Frogman.
Cool. All right, let's look at the options here. Select my reward.
Where is the Loveland Frogman from?
Loveland, Ohio.
Oh, okay, so nearby.
Yeah, well, Ohio and West Virginia represent about 90% of the cryptids on the planet.
That is true, right? Like that's not even like you're not even joking. Like that's like legit. Like how lore the cryptid lore works, right?
Yeah, when I get more issues of League of Cryptids, I'm going to start doing like conventions. Like I'm going to start focusing on doing conventions in West Virginia because I'm going to make so much money off this comic book in West Virginia.
Okay, Grant. So there, one of my buddies is doing the show. His name is Joe, and he is gonna be in the booth on your side, but behind. So Zenoscope has two, they have a double end cap, right? That he's
Yep.
gonna be on the one behind Zenoscope on your side,
I
right?
wonder if it's the same Joe I know. Is it Joe Saliz?
No. It's
Okay.
Joe Fogle. He does a
Okay.
lot of t-shirts. He also does he's like a big cryptid guy. Like he does a lot of cryptid stuff. Make sure you check him out because you may wanna be interested in doing like some shirts and stuff for your League of Cryptids. Or may want to partner with some stuff for or get you in touch with some of the guys that do like some of the cryptid conventions and stuff because he's like a real big cryptid guy. Like last year at Sci-Fi Valley because he does their shirts. He and I literally had like an hour and a half long conversation about Squanch. Like just Squanch.
Right.
Cuz that's the PA official cryptid. So
Right.
yep.
Exactly.
So we can get the digital.
Yeah, pretty much any place that holds a cryptid convention, you could take your stuff to, Grant.
It's true.
Exactly.
And then there's Erica Fett who runs Camp Cryptid Podcast. I don't know if you've ever talked to her at all, but she's awesome. She does a really good podcast about that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah, cryptids are really big right now, which I feel like, I mean, I didn't really realize that before I started doing this comic book, but I feel like trying to avoid trends is just as hard as like seeking them out.
So this is what I love about your digital tier. So you have the digital catch-up tier. So for basically buy two, get one free, you get to catch up on this, which is
Yeah,
awesome.
kind of.
You know, for print, it's like buy two, get one half off. That's
Yeah, exactly.
awesome. There's all three covers. That's awesome.
I
The
will say
retailer tier.
there
Good
is a
job.
typo in one of these tiers where it says for the catch-up tier you get 2 copies of issue 3, which you don't. You get 1 copy of issue 3, and It says that you get two copies of issue three and no copies of issue one, but that's not the way it works. You get issues one, two, and three.
Weird. Comprehensive ticker. Comprehensive ticker. I don't know. You must have fixed it because it I don't see that anywhere.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe I did.
Yeah,
Grant, are you?
everything has ones, so it looks
Yeah, I'm
like.
going
Oh,
crazy.
wait. No, that's right. Yeah, you must have fixed it.
Grant, are you
So.
thinking about a new title for your overall publishing, or are you just going to keep calling it Grant Lankard?
Yeah, probably just Grant Lankard. I mean,
Okay.
Comicsburg. Comicsburg works for me.
Oh, okay.
You mean comprehensive?
No, I just meant with, you used to have a different old title just for your publishing efforts, and I was wondering if it was just going to be called Grant Lankard from here on out.
Yeah, so my branch of Comicsburg used to be called Monarch Publishing, just because that's what I called it
Right.
when I was a kid. Like the comic books that I made when I was a kid, I just put like a crown in the corner, and then some guy freaked out because he also had a Monarch Publishing, and start like was trying to act like I knew about his publishing company and like stole the idea like as if stuff
Oh.
hasn't been like as
Yeah.
if stuff hasn't been being called Monarch since the
Right.
beginning of time.
I guess he's going to sue the people who do the Godzilla movies next one.
Right.
Is that Monarch? Is there the name of the
That's the
company?
organization that
Yeah.
follows around the monsters. Yes,
Yeah.
Monarch.
Good luck with that.
Oh, right. Oh, sorry. I keep getting
Yeah,
blown
no.
up, guys. This is
Yeah, no.
literally what happens 2 days before show. No one
Look,
reads their contract.
I'll show some stuff that I'll have. So I'll
Yeah,
have
no.
limited numbers of the Edge graded copies.
Sweet.
I do have a few new things. So I've got issue 7 that has the gatefold cover.
Nice.
I've got issue 10 with the gatefold cover. So I just started doing gatefold covers for a lot of stuff now for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe because it's just why I like it like
Are
that.
these convention exclusives?
These will be appearing at the convention for the first time. So I haven't had these out before. And then here's the issue 10 with Kyrat on the cover.
Sweet.
Very
There's one
cool.
more issue 10 a variant that you'll be able to see at the show. That one is our takeoff on the Days of Future Past cover. I also have some of the Scattered Nexus cards, so the Scattered Nexus card games with the Edge characters. Limited numbers.
You'll get those suckers graded in our grading areas there at the show, man.
So me and I'll probably do some auction stuff like Grant is doing for some original art. Mark did send me a bunch of original art, so I'll have some of that stuff too available.
That's awesome.
And other goodies. So, we always have some good stuff at the show.
That's awesome. No, you guys always come with like a ton of awesome stuff, like some great variants. And usually you guys come with like some cool extra guests. Like last year you brought like the
Yeah,
Yinzer
again, he's
Luchador.
coming again.
Nice. Nice.
He was really excited when I said, "Did you want to do three of us with us?" He said, "Oh yeah, most definitely." So he'll be here.
There you go.
That was
Nice. It's
awesome.
nice to know we got luchadors coming down to Pittsburgh.
Right.
Pittsburgh Luchadors.
So that's hilarious because like so weirdly like there was a moment where so this year has been the weirdest year of random guests emailing me or random guests like agents emailing me, right? So at one point, like Kurt Angle's agent emails me and I'm like, we're not exactly like that kind of show, right? Like, right. And I was like, but I am a Clarion Eagle. So if he wants to come and just hang out with another Clarion Golden Eagle, you by all means can let him know that I will totally hang out with him.
I'm
And I'm
guessing
like,
it's going to be long.
and I'm friends with Dave Bishop, who runs Big Bang, who's also a Golden Eagle and went to high school and college with him. And he's like, I will let him know. So if randomly he shows up, totally unplanned.
Do we get to tell him he sucks if he shows up?
Who sucks? Nerd sucks.
Let's say,
Hey,
see if
John,
he
can
has enough
you?
strength, if he can Olympic slam me into one of the tables at the con.
Right?
I'd be
Yeah,
down for that.
I'll let him table slam me. That'd be great.
Yeah,
Right
there
through the
you go.
free table, just boom, like fucking go through it. That'd be great. I'm
John,
covered
can
in
you share
vertigo
my
pins. Oh.
John, can you share my screen?
You should be able to. I said it to anyone should be able to do that.
I mean, can you share my screen?
Maybe. Let me see. Can I do that? I don't know that I can just pick your screen and do that.
I
I think
think
you
you
just have to,
can.
you have to do
There's
it yourself.
the three dots at the corner, I think, is
Let
what
me try to
you
do
can
that.
mess with.
Because I have the option to share at the bottom. It's green.
Yeah,
All
you
right.
should be able to share your own screen. Because you have to choose which window you want to share.
Fair enough. Well, while I figure that out, you guys keep talking. I'll let you.
It's all good. I will tell you, like, I'm halfway through this freaking Snow White Stout, and it's amazing. Like, starting to kick in. It's very good. So, Grant, if you didn't see it, this is the art for this year. It's
Right.
very
I saw
from
that. Who's it
Greg
by?
Land. Greg Land.
Okay.
So I have a commission I'm picking up from him. I have him doing Archangel flying by PPG Place. I have not seen it. I am very excited to see it. So,
Which
super
version of
pumped.
Archangel?
I don't care.
Oh.
I don't care. If it's the new version, I'm even cool about it because he's got talons for feet.
Yes, I saw
So, yeah,
that.
I'm pretty pumped about that. And he just drew them on, he drew the last version of X Factor on the covers. So I'm okay with
Oh,
that.
nice.
And you know, pretty much any version of Archangel's cool. Compared to regular Angel, like regular
Yeah.
Angel, meh.
Oh, I like
Although,
the Walt Simonson one.
which one?
Like the blue and pink one that Walt Simonson
The
designed.
original? Yeah. So, oh, what did Justin send here? Do I
What I
even want to
sent
see
you
it?
earlier.
Oh, yeah. We can push this up. This is pretty funny.
I actually think that's pretty cool. That I would definitely do that. Like, I don't care how much that costs, that would be a cool thing to have.
Why is it?
Did
Yeah,
you
but it's not
get
showing the exact same thing. It's showing.
them?
Hold on.
Is it? It's
There we go. Hold on.
there.
Let
We go.
me pull up just the photo of it. There we
Oh
go.
yeah, that's what I was going to say. Did you see the popcorn bucket? It's
Yeah. Yeah.
$80.
Check
It's
that thing
eighty
out.
fair though.
Is
That's
this
probably
thing
worth the
not awesome?
$80 though.
This
That
is
is worth 80
almost eight.
bucks.
This is almost worth $80.
Yeah.
Like, this is pretty badass. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Like,
It has LED lights too.
right? Like the eyes glow. Come
Plus,
on.
it's a large popcorn, so you get
Right?
unlimited refills. So that's your top of your
Right?
thing right there.
Like, I think that's pretty awesome. Oh, by the way, if you guys haven't listened to the episode of Last Comic Shop that I was on, it is airing right now and it is a lot of fun. I talk a lot about Green Lantern and Rebirth. It's a lot of fun.
Cool.
So,
Oh, guess who colored Green Lantern Rebirth?
oh, really?
What do you
Did he
mean,
really?
Jason Wright, right?
Did he really? Hold
Yeah,
on.
of
Hold on.
course.
Hold on. Hold
I'm
on.
sharing my screen.
Nope, Moose Bauman did.
Wait, is this Hal Jordan, though?
This one.
That's Rebirth, though?
Yeah, it's how it's Green Lantern Rebirth. Jeff
Oh.
Johns, Ethan Van Shriver. So he might, maybe he did a issue.
No, I think Jason's in there. I mean, he did a bunch of the Hal Jordan issues. Hal
Well, I
Jordan.
mean, he may have done the Green Lantern. I think he did Green Lantern after that. Like he did regular Green Lantern after that, didn't he?
Well, it was during the Rebirth era. It was the Hal Jordan Green Lantern, and it was the Green Lanterns, Simon and Jessica.
Oh, that's actually in Rebirth, in the DC Rebirth. This is Green Lantern Rebirth, like when it was like Hal Jordan coming back from being the Spectre to being a Green Lantern again.
Oh, okay. That's
Yeah.
after New 52?
Before. It was
Oh, before.
before.
Oh, that's way
Yeah.
older. I'm sorry. No
This
wonder.
is like
Now you're
after
confusing me.
he like after he
Okay.
was Parallax and he did the
Post
Zero Hour
Parallax.
stuff.
Okay.
Like, yeah. This
I didn't
actually
realize it was.
retcons, like it kind of retcons the Parallax and the Spectre stuff. Like it's very good. Like, and we talked about it very well. It's a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, no,
So
I didn't realize it was called Rebirth twice. That's a little
yeah.
confusing, isn't it? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, they also did, they did Flash like that too. They did Flash Rebirth where Barry Allen came back same way. It
Yeah,
was a
he
mini
did.
series. Yeah. So and then there was Green Lantern Recharge, which everyone gets mixed up too, which is where they brought back the core, which is where Kyle gave up being Ion to restart the core and rebuild the power battery, but that's a different story. But it's like the only good thing Kyle ever did, but whatever. Did I say that out loud? My bad. No,
Don't
he
forget
did it.
about the refrigerator incident.
Right? Girls and girlfriends and refrigerators? My
Yeah.
bad. Gail Simone doesn't let it go.
No,
She
apparently
never
not.
will. Women in refrigerators all the
Yeah,
time.
you guys are nuts. Kyle Rayner's the best. No, he's
So
good.
he is. There are definitely moments where he is really, really good, but there's a lot of filler in his stories.
I mean, it's been
But
years since I read any of these stories, so,
yeah.
but when I was 13, I was like, screw Hal Jordan. Kyle Rayner is my favorite.
Well, it's because they made Hal Jordan into a villain at that time. Like he was a giant douchebag because he was Parallax.
But see,
So.
I don't like when they went back and revised that, because that was one of my favorite comic book stories, just because I liked the idea that a good guy could turn bad like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, his catalyst for turning bad was awesome too. Like, you know, like Mongol like blows up the whole fucking city and kills everyone that he knows. And he's just like just so shaken that he just like literally nukes freaking Kilowog, like, and snaps Sinestro's neck and everything. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Like that was actually the episode I was on before this one with them, where we talked about Emerald Twilight, which was also very good.
Yeah, I
And
mean, oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say it's a very interesting story arc of Hal Jordan, of, you know, you have him being kind of like this, you know, like almost like Boy Scouty space cop for the Silver Age, right? And then that catalyst event happens and he becomes this bad guy of, I'm going to try to bring everybody back by, you know, absorbing a sun and supercharging my ring and literally bringing everybody back to life because I'm just going to will it to happen. And, you know, then that doesn't happen. And because he chooses not to do that, he then becomes the Spectre and has to be do penance for 10 years as the Spectre. And everybody hates him as the Spectre, but I loved him as the Spectre because he had to do that penance, right? Like, I think it was the recovering Catholic in me that loved that having to do penance part, right? And then after that, it was okay, you've done your penance. Now you can get back to being the best Green Lantern you've ever were. And it kind of set back in motion all of the good things that he's done and kind of made him an even better Green Lantern for it. And it kind of and that was kind of like where that rebirth story kind of took place. And I'm actually waiting to hear what Jeff thinks of it, because like I know his marketing manager, and I sent the link to her, and I was like, let me know what Jeff thinks. Such a fucking fanboy, I'm sorry.
You're all good. Well, you know, Hal was good, and except for when he was dating a teenager.
So what I was going to say is, I mean, I basically agree with
Parisia,
John, I basically agree with everything you said, except that I think having it turn out that the reason why Hal Jordan went evil is because he was possessed by an alien is kind of a cop out. Like, it reminds me of like the Dark Phoenix thing. Like, I remember, like, when I was younger, I remember hearing about how like the Dark Phoenix was like the greatest comic book ever because it was about how Jean Grey goes evil. But then you read it and it turns out that she went evil because she was possessed by an alien. To me, that's
Well, technically, she went evil because it wasn't Jean Grey, right? It was the Phoenix, that copied her body. Remember, she was in the cocoon.
yeah, it was a clone,
Yeah,
the gene
so it
clone.
wasn't really even Jean Grey. No,
Was it Madeline then? Was it actually Madeline then?
it was Phoenix. The Phoenix took
No,
over super
it was
form.
just an actual separate Phoenix clone.
The Phoenix Force.
Yes.
Okay.
And then they found her in the cocoon. In the Avengers, they found her in the cocoon under the ocean.
Oh, right. Or under Alkaline Lake, right? Like,
No, that was the
or was.
Phoenix.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, they adapted that part for the movie,
Right,
right?
badly,
Right.
badly.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're
Movie
right.
that we shall not speak of.
Right. So,
You're
I mean,
right.
it's similar but different because now you've absolved that character of ever doing. So, I mean, I would put it more in the Dark Vader mode, where no matter what Anakin did in Return of the Jedi, could never redeem himself to the galaxy.
I.
And how in the novels they hated Leia because they when they found out that was he was her daughter. They would call her Lady Vader, and they would like run away from her and things.
Yeah. I see it a little more on the line of like I think the catalyst happened, and then as Sinestro was in the ring pushing Parallax to push him even harder, it was the catalyst had to happen first. And then it was more the Parallax entity twisting him a little more, right? But that low point had to happen for that opportunity. So I think it was going to happen either way. It just, when the low point happened, he just took the opportunity to twist it. So,
But I mean,
so I think it,
even the
yeah.
Parallax thing was a retcon though, because then you just started retconning everything about everything he did, kind of. So it kind of erased his actions a little bit. Because like Kilowog didn't die, Sinestro didn't die, the lanterns
Well,
didn't.
no, Kilowog did die. He came back
Yeah,
as
he came
a,
back. Yeah, he came back.
he came back. Sinestro faked his death. That he was the only one that faked his death. Everyone actually did die though.
Yes.
Like, although it was interesting watching Guy Gardner have like the symbiote like ripped from the alien thing ripped from him, like the warrior symbiote thing ripped from him because the green entity is like the willpower was like, nope, you can't be in here, and just like forced it out of him.
Yeah,
Like,
like a disease or something, like
yeah.
purged them. Yeah, but it's still a good story. I mean, I get what Grant is
Yeah.
saying, though, is that you're kind of erasing the actions of the character,
Right.
and Does that redeem him? Because to me, I like I said before, even before he became Vader, Anakin was a piece of trash. So how do you redeem all the death by one action? Can one
Right.
action redeem that character?
Right. I agree. I think it's Eye of the Beholder, and I think the way it was written, you can take it a couple different ways, which is nice. And I think that the way it's open to interpretation is the beauty of the book, right? Like the way Jeff wrote it made it so open that you can take it as how it was a low point and it was twisted, or you could take it as, oh, the parallax symbiote just, or the parallax entity was just in there the whole time, or you could take it as, oh, he's retconning all of this stuff, and it was Sinestro the whole time, but that all like, but if you take it, say you take it on that last point, then you're just going, holy shit, Sinestro's even more sinister and evil than we ever thought he really was. So it just makes him even more of a douchebag than we ever could have imagined, right? So you're just kind of going, well, fuck, like now what? Right?
It's got, it's got, it's like, it's got, it's an onion, it's got layers.
So, yeah. So,
You're just double sharing what we're looking at here, there,
yeah,
bro.
what the hell is going on with your screen, Manny?
I'm sorry. I've been sharing this whole time. I just wanted to wait until a lull in the conversation to share the screen. Can that happen?
Go for it.
Sure.
Oh, okay. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know which of our live action characters are going to be. Can you see the screen with
Oh,
Regina and
there we go.
Poderosa? Yeah. Okay. There you go. Regina and Poderosa will be there on Saturday and Sunday. That's the two of them fighting in episode 24. Then Chlorina and Arctica will also be there on Saturday and Sunday, and that's them fighting with their powers in episode 22. And our new actress Kat, who plays Stellara. Wait, I just somehow made that disappear. Wait, is she down there? Nope. Okay, never mind. We're also going to be, this is not quite a debut, but it's the Pittsburgh debut of the collector's cards. Do you see those there? That shows you and the front of the 20 collector cards that we have in the Forces of Good edition, which is all of the good characters in the series. And these cards are drawn by a guy from California by the name of Ray P. Francisco. He did a really good job. And then finally, I was just going to show here the cover art by Jason Wright. We have to correct ourselves. He wasn't involved in the earlier Green Lantern Rebirth story, but he did color during the actual Rebirth period in 2017, 2018. He colored both the Hal Jordan Green Lantern and the Simon Baz and Jessica Cruz book Green Lanterns. And this is his cover for issue 4, which is out and available. All of our ladies who are there, they can sign the books, and they also have 8x10 photos to sign and stuff. So that's pretty much it for our stuff.
Awesome. Cool. Oh, very, very cool.
Yeah, we'll be
Oh.
there in force with a bunch of our characters. And we're going to be using the half space you gave us, right? Behind the pole. That's where the ladies are going to have their little hangout area with their food and drinks. And so, maybe a couple exclusive people can hang out there back with us. But in any case, yeah, it's going to be a row of all the comics creators. Myself, Marvin, Grant, DP Brown from Theme of Thieves, and also William Glover from the comic book Trillion is joining us for the first time.
Nice.
And for the first time, we'll have three banners, all Comicsburg banners, right? Is that right, Marvin?
Well, we've got two. I think DP has the other one. So if he brings it.
DP, yeah, DP will bring the other one, and it's going to be quite a setup there. We're looking forward to seeing everybody in row E on Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
Rated E.
Let's see. Let me see if I can pull that up actually. Pull that little page up so everybody can see it. Do-do-do. Okay. Share my screen.
Share
All
that.
right, so here is the ginormous
Whoa.
map. By the way,
Whoa.
Furious Comic Con is sponsored by Sheetz this year, official
Woo!
sponsor. Woohoo! I'm super pumped about that because I love me some Sheetz. It got me through college. Like legit. Up here we have the promo hallway. You'll come in through here, buy your tickets right here. You come in here and get some free swag right here. Watch some photos being taken here. All the cosplay. Also, Sheetz will be right here. They're going to be doing some cool stuff at their booth. Make sure you check that out. You come into the hall, it brings you right into here. This is the right over here, this giant section right here is all Comicsburg right here. All of it. Yep, that's going to be huge. It's huge. Down here, all lightsaber training. How about that? That's going to be cool. Down here, that is a art auction. These tables actually aren't going to be there because we're going to have a wet bar. So if you guys want to check out, like grab a drink, if you don't want to actually get food, you can just grab a drink, much like last year. Like most of this top corner right here are all comic vendors. Like pretty much this whole chunk are comic vendors. Like that's a lot of comic vendors. I think there's like 35 if you count the publisher, the other publisher. So, because with you and Zenoscope, it is like 35 if you count both of you guys in there. That's a lot of fucking publisher or a lot of comics. Like, right? Like, I'm not wrong, right? That's a lot of comics.
Ted Sikora is going to be there.
Yeah, he's down here in, I think F13, I think is where he, or no, he's in G13. That's where
Cool.
he's at. Yep. Yeah, he ended up being a last minute addition. We had a cancellation. He filled that sucker right away. It was awesome. We have Erie Comic Con and Pi both representing and promoting their shows here too. We have art, most of art, a bunch of Artist Elite creators over here. Just a bunch of awesome creators. Like this is just a ton of awesome creators. Like I'm just so, I can't believe how much crap we pile into this room every year. Like it's
What are we
that
going to do
blows
when
my
we actually expand it one of these days? It'd
oh
be
my
amazing.
God. Someday we're gonna have to. But like, so then you can look down here and you can just see all of these crazy huge, like just look at all of these awesome vendors and guests. Like there's
That's
just
my
so many
comicshop.com
good.
is out of Texas, right?
Yeah, they're actually so the biggest comic conglomerate of the country is Mile High. Then My Comic Shop, then New Dimension Comics. So they're the guy in between. So they will literally buy comic collections. So if you have comics that you just want to sell, bring them in. Like we had a vendor who couldn't do both days this year because they were like, "Hey, can I just do one day?" And I was like, "No, unfortunately, we don't do that." I was like, "But if you want to come and just sell your stuff to my comic shop again, like last year, you could literally just pile in your truck, bring them in, talk to them ahead of time, let them know you're coming, and just sell all your crap to them in the parking lot and just wheel it in." And they were like, "You know, that's a brilliant plan." So I think they're doing it. So it's crazy. DJ Kaufman, he's doing V Friends. If you guys are interested in V Friends. K&J, they're local too. Cryptology, that's the guy you need to talk to. That's Joe.
I'll check it out.
He's over at 305. It's not too far. Roop's World is not actually Roop's Comic World is not coming. That's now going to be another Zenoscope booth. Awesome Minis, our buddies over there. They're awesome. Grey Mist, they're also great. They have a lot of cool like steampunk like crafts. Our buddy Vito. Let's see here. L&T's Misfit Toys, they're awesome. Wayne Foucher's great. Greg Land, of course. JJL Collectibles. This is where you want to stop. They're going to be right by the Comicsburg guys. This is where you stop if you want anything CGC witnessed or drop your stuff off for CGC. So they'll do cards, comics, posters, magazines, sports cards, whatever CGC takes, they will take it. They're the CGC facilitator for the show this year. So make sure you check it out. My good friend Sora Sung, she's part of the awesome Comics Elite guys with Ali Garza, Bill McKay, Dan Mendoza.
She's a great artist.
Oh my God, she's great. I was just actually showing off some of her art today to somebody. Robert Hack, I'm picking up a commission I dropped off with him last year. I'm picking it up this year. It features one of the Doctor Who Masters, which I do not know which one he chose, and Shonuff from Last Dragon.
Nice.
Because who's the
Show.
master? Shonuff. Pat Olaf, Rod Friends, Trish Forrester, Pittsburgh Justice League, the USS Solstice, that's my Star Trek ship. You'll be able to take your picture with like a, I think we're bringing the bridge setup, the transporter setup. I don't know if we're bringing the Borg alcove this year, but it's going to be cool. Beaver County Libraries, they usually bring like the banned books. PA Freemasons are raffling off a signed copy of Geoff Johns' Red Coat Volume 1. Make sure you check that out. It's $1 a chance. It goes to charity at the Extra Life booth. We have some Neighborhood Academy kids and Sarah Hinesheart's art students, thanks to Raise Arts. Ramon does a great job with those kids. It's awesome. This is the second year we've been able to help those guys out to actually do like a cool thing with them. Pittsburgh Music Theater, they're going to be set up. They're giving away tickets in the charity auction to Evil Dead the Musical. Pittsburgh CLO is sponsoring the cosplay contest, so every adult winner is going to win 4 tickets to Back to the Future. All the kids winners are winning 2 Back to the Future and 2 Frozen tickets. And all the also so the teenagers ones as well. 819 Comics, they're the guys who actually drew and colored the poster for this year. Wayne Foucher inked it. We're going to have t-shirts of it at the show. You can check that out.
819, that's like Mr. Marsh and those guys, right?
Correct. And
Yeah.
they actually will have they're actually releasing a new remastered version of Mr. Marsh, the graphic novel for this year's show.
Cool. It's a good
They just
book.
announced that. They remastered all the lettering, and it has a new cover to it. So if you want the original book, we have a couple left in the New Dimension comic stores. Check that out. We do have a. I'm gonna have a stack of our postcards of the show at their booth that you can have if you want Nate and Stacy to sign them. I'm picking up the original inks for the poster this weekend. I am super pumped about that. It's gonna be awesome, man. Like I'm super pumped. I'm just so pumped to do this. This is the family reunion that I plan every year that I actually want to go to, you know? Like I just want to there it's everybody I want to see every year, right? So, like June is the month I get to see all my friends. Like I get to see everybody at our show, then I get to go to Altoona and I get to hang out with a bunch of friends I know there, and then I'm going to Charlotte with you guys and I'm going to hang out with you guys for a weekend.
Woo, party.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And I have dinner plans for a couple nights down there. I have at least a lunch with the guys from Resolute Bliss. They were on last week. Rick and those guys are awesome. They're coming to the show next year. because we didn't know they had family in Pittsburgh. They had family in Pittsburgh, and one of his partners is Jay Lee, and we're working on bringing him in too. Like, that'd be cool.
That would be awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes, man. Like, we gotta make that conversation happen, but we'll see how it goes.
I think that's the only thing keeping Three Rivers Con from being like one of the biggest conventions in the country is like getting a big, like a really big name artist.
Like, so you think that like once we start getting like the high tier guys, that's what's going to break us into that?
I mean,
Like
I'm
Jay
not
Lee.
saying, I'm not saying that you need like Jim Lee or something, but like if we could get like a couple of like really big name comic book artists, I think you guys could give like Baltimore Con or Heroes Con a run for their money.
Well, I mean, we wouldn't try to compete with them, but we would definitely, because like we look at us as like the brother show to them, right?
Right.
Because like Heroes is like the grandfather show, Baltimore's the dad show, and we're like the kid brother show. And we're great friends with Shelton, who owns Heroes, and Mark, who owns Baltimore. And actually, Mark was gonna do the show this year, and he ended up having to bail yesterday. And I was really, really sad about it. And actually, he told me yesterday, he was like, he's like, I'm he literally sent me a text. He said, I am physically ill because I cannot figure out how to get there. Like, he just can't, he could not make it work. And he felt like he was letting me down so hard that like he felt that bad about it because we're that close of friends. And that's how close we are. So if people understand like that, that's what it's like in this industry. Like, we are that close of friends. It's one of those things, man. Like, we want to be, I want the show to become that kind of thing. I would love to see the show become a 3-day show. I would love to sh see the show become, like a staple show on the East Coast, right? I would love to see it be talked about in the positives that the positives when Pittsburgh Comic Con was in the positives back in the day,
Definitely.
right? Like, because back in the day, it was one of the biggest shows in the East Coast. Like, before Reed Pop kind of became New York Comic Con's, thing, and when Baltimore, because it started around the same time as Baltimore, it started around the same time as a little after Heroes, because Heroes is like 40, 45-ish years this year, right?
That's amazing. Wow.
Right. And Baltimore is 47 or 48, or th I'm sorry, 37 or 38 years. And next year will be our 10-year anniversary. 10 freaking years, guys. 10 years. And we already have our dates. You'll actually see them at the show. All of you vendors that are coming in and checking in, you'll actually get your re-up slips. You'll get all kinds of stuff. You'll get dates. And I can tell you that we already have some guys lined up for next year. I can't tell you who they are, but I can tell you we have some names lined up already. So we're already hitting the ground running, and it's going to be good. And Pittsburgh, I think, weirdly, like, Pittsburgh is becoming that place again. Like, I think it's slowly becoming that place for comic book artists to want to be again. Like, I think it's growing that base, it's growing that I don't want to say stable, but it's growing that almost camaraderie in the people that live here, in the artist base that's living here is growing and growing and growing, right? Like and the guys who work here and live here are getting cooler and cooler shit to work on. Like I can't even tell you the cool shit that Robert Hack told me he's working on. Like it was crazy. I was like, "What?" I was like, "No shit." And because he told me he's gonna have to leave a little early each day because he has some deadlines he has to hit, and he's just got to hit them. And I was like, "You're working on what now? What? No shit. That's awesome. I remember when before you were working on freaking Archie books. Like this is crazy, you know?" So it's awesome, and I'm so proud to be involved somehow in part of this. I'm so happy to be someone's stepping stone. I'm so happy to be able to help these guys, like you guys. Like anytime you guys come on and help, need help with a Kickstarter, I am so glad that we get to be part of that. I am so happy to be just part of this huge, bigger thing that is the industry, and that Pittsburgh is becoming again a huge part of that industry again. And I just love it. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. And I'm just hoping that the pace keeps up. Right? Because like if you guys remember like back in the 90s, it was it was Ron, Pat, Scott, Lee Weeks was living here, Joe Jusko was living here, oh man, who else was here?
Oh man,
Somebody else.
we just saw Lee Weeks in New Jersey a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Like there was a bunch of guys that were living like within 45 minutes of here. And but 45 minutes of we'll say 45 minutes of Point Park, right? And there were so many of them that that's one of the reasons why Pittsburgh Comic Con like became a huge thing. And that's one of the reasons why we kind of picked up that torch of we want to keep that like pick up the torch and kind of go, we're gonna rebuild, but we're gonna build something almost cleaner and better. And I'm just so happy to be part of this. Like you have no idea how much it means to me that the people show up to this. Like it just like I was interviewed by a paper in my hometown, well, in my hometown area the other day, and they were asking me one of the questions they asked was what goes through your head when you see people from your hometown area come to the show? And it took me like 45 minutes to figure out how to put that into words. 'Cause it was like they sent me the questions and I had to type out answers. And it literally took me almost an hour to figure out how to answer that question. Because it was just like, holy crap, like I don't know how to answer that. Like that's so weird. And it was so weird. And then to think about stuff like the fact that, holy crap, we have Sheetz backing us this year. We have the Pittsburgh CLO backing us this year. Like, how the fuck did we do this? like, holy shit, we're doing something right, you know? And I got an email from the Pittsburgh Symphony today about some other stuff that they want to promote with us at the show. So it's crazy. And I absolutely love it. I think it's great. I love that the culture in the city, the cultural district of the city doesn't die. Like it is one of the things that will not fucking die. And I love every second of it. One of the other things I was talking to somebody else about the other day was, we were talking about, the difference between some of the we're talking about the difference between sport guys who play professional sports now versus guys who play professional sports back in the 70s. Okay. So guys who play professional sports in the 70s are all philanthropists now, right? And do stuff like that. And the guys who play sports now basically want Rolexes, giant cars, and get laid. And I compared it to the entrepreneurs and the industry guys like Andrew Carnegie, right? I said, Andrew Carnegie, you look at him, he was a douche for a lot of his life. And then toward the end of his life, he went, shit, I can't take this with me. What do I do? And he realized that
In a
the
Scottish
only,
accent.
in a Scottish accent, a douche, he said, you know, he probably said to himself, well, I guess I have to figure out a way for my legacy to live on by giving people something they can keep, which the only thing people can really keep is enlightenment. So he built libraries, he built music halls, he built, he gave to education, and he got people to learn and put money into arts instead of sports and things that are not going to actually make your mind, that they're things that are going to actually make your mind think and grow and create and expand and educate you and make you a better human being, and not just let you go through the same cycles of life of brutality and the simple things. Like, he wanted you to learn those better things to become a better human. And it really reminded me of the there's this old quote that I remember from college that one of my professors used to say, and it was, would you rather have your name on a building and have no one know who the hell you are than have everyone know who you are and not have your name on a building? So you know, that's something to think about, right? It's kind of like your actions speak louder than your money, right? You don't need to do, like, you can do a lot with a little is basically what that means. You know, and it really, and I think arts, and that's I think why we support the arts. Like, if you notice, like, a couple of the guys that are set up at the show, like we have Vermont, we have a Union City High School, we have I think there's another school set up too, but we have like all of these schools that are set up, that are there to do those things. And like, and the Pittsburgh Music Theater is actually a school to teach kids music theater. Like, it's not just about comics, it's about art, it's about understanding, it's about learning, it's about growing your mind and building yourself as a better person and expanding that understanding. Because if you don't do that and you just cycle yourself in the same stuff, you don't become a better person. You just stay in that same tread and you never
Completely.
grow.
Completely.
So, you know, that's what we want. We want people to grow. And this is expanding them and getting them to get into new things. And that's where we are. Sorry for getting like super deep and off the rails here, guys.
You're fine. It's okay to
I
go
totally.
existential sometimes.
That was very philosophical.
This is my real reason for doing this con. I really just want everybody to learn something. So
He's trying
this
to
is all
teach
about the
people.
comic
Get
books.
him.
Oh no, I'm trying to be an educator. Shit. So
You
I just
woke
want
piece
everybody
of
to
garbage,
learn.
you.
Ah, no. So, but no. But anyway, so. Well,
Panel on Sunday, 1 p.m.
yeah.
From Strip the Store. We're going to take you guys on a journey. We love taking people on a journey. And as you said, teaching. Journeys and teaching is
Absolutely.
what we're all about.
Yep.
You know what? I think that's another reason why I like you guys so much too, because you're about getting people engaged in the process, right? You're not just check out my book. It's like you do these kind of panels. You really talk to your people that come to your booth. You really get them engaged in the books. You get them engaged in the story. You get them engaged in the process. And it's not just about the book. It's about the culture. It's about the process. It's about everything involved in it. And I think that's why. I think that's I honestly think that's what draws a lot of people to you guys. And I think that's a really great, not just selling point, but a great point in general to have as a studio and also as a creative and too. Like you got the right creators together to build this.
Ecosystem.
That's a great word for it. This ecosystem, this world to work together, and it's beautiful. I love it. So, good job, guys. Good job. So, but
It's a symbiotic ecosystem of creativity.
there you go. Versus my world where it's just my way or the highway, right? Right, Justin?
True.
Or the Long Island Expressway.
Right.
You.
Justin and his giant Three Rivers moo
Yeah. Being
So,
snuggled
the
by
king.
the other co-host of the show when he feels like showing up.
There's a funny story about the shirt that Justin's wearing. So it is a 4X shirt, right? I had these shirts made a couple of years ago, and when I sent the email to the people that made the shirt, I said I want 4XLs, right? Not 4XLs. So she made 4 4XLs, not 4XLs. So I was like, God damn it. So there are now 4 total giant Moomoo style XLs that are
You can
extra
fit three
floating
people in
around.
that. Three people
It's
can
true.
share it, though. But do you
I'm
guys put? Oh,
pretty sure
sorry.
Justin and his wife can fit in there. It's crazy.
And our dog. We've
And your
tried
dog.
it. I don't know why. I don't know why the story that you just told reminded me of this story, but I was working for the Pittsburgh Public Theater today, and one of the things we were doing was we were sorting the warehouse into like the fragile stuff and like the non-fragile stuff. So I found like the box from A Christmas Story where like that the leg is in, and it
Leg
says in big
lamp.
letters fragile on there. So I'm like, okay, put this in the fragile department. And the lady was like, no, that's not fragile. And I'm like, yeah, it is. Look, it says right there, fragile. And she goes, no, that's a prop that says fragile.
Fragile. It's
It's really
Italian.
grand. It is fragile. It's not fragile. Fragile.
So wait,
Fragile.
you found the actual Tiny Tim leg?
Okay, that
No, no,
interpretation
no, no,
is
no,
so wrong in so many ways.
no. Oh, sorry. That's a wrong story. Okay, never mind.
No, A
Yeah.
Christmas Story. I can't move my
Ralphie. Yeah.
arms.
Oh,
You know that.
right. I was confusing the two. Sorry.
Not A Christmas Carol, Christmas
No,
Story.
okay. Got it.
Yeah.
I got it. I got it. I got it.
Ralphie, Ralphie.
Ralphie, yes.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
You will, you will. Ho, ho, ho.
There you go. Oh man.
Every year I still watch it at least one time when it's on. Just one time.
I gotta watch it once, but like when it's on like repeat for like 5 days in a row, I'm just
Yeah.
like, that's
What
just
if they
lazy
do the
broadcasting.
24-hour one, the 24-hour?
Yeah. Did you see the sequel? Like where it's like Ralphie's family, he's grown up and he's the dad now, and
Yeah,
like the mom's old.
I took a peek at it. I didn't finish watching it then.
It was okay. It was okay. It wasn't terrible.
I've got Jingle All the Way in the rotation now for next
Nice.
year.
You never saw that?
Jingle
Jingle
All
All
the
the Way.
Way. I love Jingle All the Way.
No, I meant Marvin, I'm surprised you never saw that.
No, I said it's in the rotation to watch
Oh, okay.
during the holiday. Yeah.
Jingle All the Way.
Not the
Hell yeah.
pervert. I'm just looking for a Tubman doll.
Oh man, I love me some Arnold. So
Arnold.
we used to do this thing where when we would road trip, we would do we called it like Arnold karaoke, where when songs would come on the radio, you could sing along. You were allowed to sing along, but you had to sing it as Arnold Schwarzenegger. So like you weren't allowed to just sing along, you had to sing it as Arnold. So we may
That's
do
a
that on the ride to
good
Charlotte. It'll be fun, I promise.
like a good neighbor, a neighbor.
I'll take up that challenge, yes.
It'll be a lot of fun, I promise.
I'll sing Phil Collins lyrics in Arnold Schwarzenegger's accent. I think that's perfect.
jeez.
Su studio.
Yeah. Exactly. Precisely.
Oh
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
my. That sounds like Dracula.
Yeah,
I
no, I
know.
was gonna say
Yeah. That was a
that
little
turned into Bela
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was
Lugosi.
leaning more in the Romanian direction,
Yeah.
sorry,
I
than
could feel
Austrian.
it coming in the air
Yeah, tonight.
tonight.
Hold on. These people
We
need
could add
air.
that. Like
These
you
people.
either have to do the song in Arnold Schwarzenegger's voice or Bela Lugosi's.
Lugosi,
No, you gotta do one better. It's not Bela Lugosi. You gotta do it for the Count from Sesame Street. So you have to count and sing as the count at the
Well, no,
same time.
he has to
Oh.
stop every time there's numbers in the song to count all the numbers.
Well, I think he only sings songs with numbers in the titles, so that would do it.
There you go.
Like
What?
867 867 5309, he would have to stop and count each of those numbers,
I love the Count's version of Bodies Hit the Floor. Like that's just awesome. Like the oh there I forget what the hell song it was. It was something that there was some really funny song that ended up being really hilarious as an Arnold song, because it had like some almost like a la 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 or something in there, and we were just like ah, this is
Now I've
too
got to watch
funny,
Conan.
right? Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So
Into
did I ever tell
the
you? So one time when I was working at Century 3, when I had just started for the company, somebody came in and they were like, "Do you have any Red Sanja?"
Sanja.
And I was like,
Sanja.
"What?" And they're like, "Red Sanja." And I was like, "Do you mean Red Sonja?" And they're like, "Yeah, Red Sanja." And I'm like, "Yeah, we have Red Sonja right over here, Red Sonja." And they're like, "Yeah,
So,
Red Sonja."
Sergio is the drug dealer outside the corner, outside the building. That's where you get that.
Oh, it was so bad. I was just like, "What the hell?" And then one time we were there's this I think it's a YouTube channel that it's like Arnold laughing for like 4 or 5 minutes straight. Or no, it's 4 or 5 hours straight. It's like a loop, right? It's like just all laugh like straight, like on repeat, right? And so I put it on really low in the store. So when people came up to the register, like you would hear it really low, and like people, we would just be like ringing people out, and they'd be like, "What the fuck is that?" And we're like, "What?" And they're like, "Don't you hear that?" We're like, "No." Like, what are you talking about? Like what? And we're like, "The mall music?" We're like, "No." Like, sounds like laughing. We're like, "No, I don't know what you're talking about." And we did this like the whole day. Just messing with people with Arnold laughing. It was great. That was back when he was the governor. So the governator. Get to the border. My state is on fire. Ah. I'm going to cook a steak on my tank. Do you ever watch him do that shit? It's awesome. Because he owns like a fucking tank. He owns like a Sherman. So he'll just like take it out into the desert and ride it around. And then when he's done, he'll like light a cigar and just literally throw a steak on it and just cook it on the side.
That's
So
crazy.
crazy. Yeah.
I know Kevin Eastman owned a tank for a while.
Really? I could see
He used to
that, I guess.
get in it for when him and his friends would play paintball.
Oh, I can see that.
He's
He's crazy. I mean, I guess it's better that than owning like a Ninja Turtle outfit from the movie and trying to op like get into that. So.
done trying to figure out which turtle he would be.
You know who he'd be? He'd be he'd be Nunchuck Tyler. Have you seen Nunchuck Tyler?
He would?
Have you seen Nunchuck Tyler? You know who
None.
Nunchuck Tyler is? All right, hold
No,
on.
who's that?
Hold on,
You
hold
know
on.
Grant? You don't know?
No idea. All right, hold
Nunchuck
on.
Tyler?
Hold on, hold on.
I know Casey Jones, but that's
Let me try to find him here.
that a minor character from?
No, so, all right, hold on. Let me share my screen. I may have to turn the audio on. So that is Nunchuck Tyler.
Is there audio? What is he doing? Just
Yeah, hold on. I
nunchuck
gotta.
tricks? Looks like he could do that all day.
Hold on.
Well, once you learn how to do it, it's become second nature.
Well, it's better than hitting yourself in the head many times.
Or the
That's
ball.
how
You also get internet famous for that as well. So,
go viral.
Yeah.
All right, hold on, hold on.
Course,
I
I've seen
gotta.
someone do that with a butterfly knife, and then they end up stabbing themselves several times till they stopped. I was like, yeah, that's
Care
probably
sound.
maybe you not do
All
that.
right, all
If you
right.
practice, you'll get better at anything you do, no matter what. Nunchuck Tyler practices nunchucks every day. He loves his nunchuck, so yes, he
Oh, okay.
does.
This
He
is
wants to
infinitely more
make you
entertaining
happy in
to
every
hang
way. Oh, yes, he is your friend today. Nunchuck Tyler is your friend till the end of time, swinging his nunchucks like a madman. Oh, yeah. Nunchuck Tyler swinging nunchucks of fury every day, all of the time.
I feel like him and Jack Black would be
Yeah.
like best
Swinging my
buddies.
nunchucks every day, all the time. Swinging my nunchucks all of the time. Yo!
It kind of reminds me of like a Jack Black type of character. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
There's some really awesome ones where it's like where he's like he like comes out in like a like where he's like covered in a blanket and he's like, "Oh no, I'm an old lady." Blah, blah, blah. And then he like all of a sudden he has like 12 different style nunchucks underneath it and he just like goes through all of them. It's just hilarious. Just hilarious. And he's just like, "No, Chuck Tyler, I'm your best friend."
Catchy theme song.
Nunchuck Tyler's amazing. So I love it. I love Nunchuck Tyler. He is the thing that is brightening my day the last couple weeks. Like, I'm just sending Nunchuck Tyler videos to all my friends. It's great.
Yeah,
So
you've been sending it to me. I was like, oh.
I'll
And
spread the word.
in return, I send him Drooby the Marshmallow Guy. And
Yeah.
if you guys haven't seen that, watch it. It is beautiful. It's this dude from Vancouver who takes marshmallows and does political satire with
Oh yeah, it's
our
pretty funny.
current stuff going on. And his best thing is he took Elon Musk's kid and used a mini marshmallow and calls him Little X, because that's what Elon calls his kid, is Little X.
Yeah.
So Little X is the funniest part because he whispers like this, and it's like the most ignorant shit right at them. And it's hilarious because you're like, oh, that I would say that to the president. I would
Yeah.
say that to Elon Musk.
And it's
It's
like
good stuff.
it's pretty crazy sometimes. It's like, what the fuck? So,
It's so
yeah.
good. It's like the best part of having the current situation is him doing, like, the day after something happens. Like,
Right.
he just did one with Elon and Trump because they're doing their little Mean
Feud.
Girls impersonations right now. We're
They're
sitting there
breaking up.
hurling insults at each other. So good.
So I'm just going to say that since we started this podcast, we've sold almost 50 tickets to the show. How crazy
Cool.
is that?
Yeah, you're welcome again. Yeah.
It's
I
all
work
Marvin's beard.
well, Marvin buying more tickets and then giving them away at
That's where he didn't actually go to the bathroom. He was just like, oh, I'm gonna go out to Getco down on the corner and just throw out some of these tickets. I'll be right back. I'm gonna go print these out and throw them around a bit. I'll be right back, guys.
We'll see him outside of Starbucks and
You
Jimmy
got
John's. He's handing out tickets.
John, you got those tickets available at the lottery machine in Lawrenceville there?
Right? Oh man.
Tickets are available for now, 90% off at the Rite Aid.
Right.
If they're still right at around now.
Well,
Right?
it's closed now, but they got a
Jeez.
90% off sign. Like, what's still in the store to sell?
Shelves.
Tiles of the floor,
It's like
right?
Joann's. I got to
Light
be in the
fixtures.
Joann's like the second to the last day in Greensburg, and I was literally watching like 10 guys with trucks hauling shelving units and all sorts of crap, and they were getting it for like 10%
Hey.
off. Heck, I bought a couple of these to show off for, like, I'm going to put my slabs in them or my expensive books, and I'm going to
Oh,
use this as
awesome.
a display piece. I got these for 10 bucks a piece. I got two of them.
Nice. Yeah, great. So I'm getting a sketch from Greg Land. I have four sketch covers that I am debating what to get. One of them is a blank Mega Man cover, which I've yet to decide who I'm going to have do a Mega Man. I'm going to get Metal Man, though.
I was gonna say, I think that would be Andrew Pepboy there.
I think it's going to be Pep Boy. Yeah, I think
I
it's going
think he would do an excellent Mega Man.
to. I think he's going to do a Metal Man specifically, I don't know what else I'm going to get. Oh, I'm going to get one of those Harley Quinn Steeler metal variants from Alley, because and I have to pick up two of the regular ones for two dudes in our Elwood store. We can't make it, so, but yeah, man, I think it's gonna be good. So, if you get a moment away from your booth, what are you gonna go to go? Who are you gonna go talk to? What are you gonna see?
So I heard that Jim Rugg is giving away a free comic book.
Free?
This
That
free
ain't
comic
free.
book? that everybody gets that they come in,
Oh.
everybody gets one.
Okay. Wow. I'm
Oh,
gonna
I gotta
call.
re Justin, remember, we gotta give those to the vendors when they come in too. Okay.
I'm gonna go to Ted's booth and will Don be there? He'll be there, right?
Don
Don.
Simpson? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go to Don and Ted's place.
Yep.
Two of the wait, is it two? Wait, Marvin, is it two comics burgers are in the Don Simpson Mega Man at Multi Dimensions? Right,
Grant.
Grant and Isaac. Congratulations, Grant. Grant and Isaac are both in Don Simpson's multi-dimensional Kickstarter thing, which
So
he's
I was part of a $30,000 Kickstarter.
yeah, that's
That's awesome.
yeah, it's awesome.
We backed it. That's all I know.
Yeah, so did I, yeah.
That's awesome. So that's awesome. Marvin, who are you gonna go hang out with if you
I gotta
have a
go. I
minute
gotta
left?
talk to Ali about a cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gonna
I'm
try
running.
to go to Ali and Sora's panel?
If we have time for me, hopefully we'll. I'm hoping we'll be too busy to go to anybody else's panel. So,
That's fair. That's fair.
but they can all come to ours. They won't be busy.
I
But
think you
we
know
were
what
going
that.
to.
I think
We were
that panel is
supposed.
something that is right up Manny's alley, though. Like it sounds like something Manny would be interested in.
Yeah.
So,
Wait, why is that?
it just sounds like something that I think you and I have actually had a conversation about. That it almost sounds like you would want to go to that panel. So it's set positive sexuality through beefcake cheesecake art.
Oh, sure. Why not?
Yeah, right? Like I think I may actually be like, fuck all y'all, I'm taking this hour off the floor. Don't talk to me. And I may go to this panel. So
And that's when I would come in and be like, oh yeah, John put me in charge. And I was like, this is gonna go well.
Just is in charge. Don't burn the house down. It's okay. So,
You come back out and they're like, so Justin like took out three guys. They're all laying in the
everyone's
hallway.
running around like freaking out. Like it's like a like shit's on fire. I'm just like, what's going on here? Damn it, Justin.
It's the scene with what show was it? The Gambino guy when he walks in with the pizza and everything's on fire and everybody's running around.
Oh, yeah. Was that Community?
Community,
Oh shit. Oh yeah, we need to talk about the Doctor Who finale real quick before we end the sucker up. So I don't know if you guys watched any Doctor Who lately, but
it's been on for too long. I can't get into it.
okay.
I
So
literally
do
never seen an episode.
So Shooty's
Wow.
gone. Shooty's gone, right?
Correct, correct. This was his
Good.
finale.
Yeah.
So Shooty got what finale? It was an awesome rainy Ronnie episode. So we got the Ronnie.
They're introducing the
And
Billy Piper thing in this last, or no?
yeah, that
Okay.
so that
I know
that's
about
the
it, yeah.
that's the big thing. So his finale, I thought his finale was very well done. We got a really nice moment with him and Jodie Whittaker, where Jodie Whittaker's doctor actually shows up and talks to him for a while. And there's this beautiful moment where she's just like, "Your face is so beautiful, I can't believe we have to let it go." And it's just like this really, really nice moment between the two of them. And I love the fact that because he's Scottish, he actually wore kilts. Like I love that, because you never saw the doctor wear kilts ever. So that was kind of cool. So yeah, at the end, so he regenerates and you see the Billy Piper face. But at the end, when they're doing the credits, you don't see her as introduced as the doctor. And that's the big controversy, right? So there's two trains of thought here. One is that it's a bi-generation and she's going to be another companion. One and that we're just going to get a companion version of Billy Piper that's a doctor companion, which is weird. There's a version that it's a in between, not full regeneration, kind of like what happened with what the hell was her name? Romana, back in the Fourth Doctor era, like where she kind of went in between a couple different faces before landing on her actual last face. So it's interesting, but really they did it because they didn't know what was going to go on with the series, because they know the BBC is picking it back up, but they don't know where it's going to stream everywhere else. So, but it's not coming back till 2027.
Is
Part
it
of
on
me's,
Disney?
what's that?
I thought it was on. I thought it was on Disney
It
Plus.
is, but Disney only had a 2-year contract.
No.
So they have a 2-year contract for that. They have a spin-off series where the Sea Devils are gonna be part of it. So it's gonna be UNIT versus the Sea Devils. So that's coming out next year. And then we have a year before something else happens. I'm kind of in for it just because, like, I don't take Doctor Who so seriously as all these other people. Like, all these other people are like freaking out about all this other shit, and I'm just like they're like the whole, oh, Disney made Doctor Who woke. Like, I'm like, you guys apparently have never watched a 70s episode of Doctor Who, because guess what? It's been that way the entire time.
I mean,
And I'm
this
just
is the
like,
conversation we were having earlier about just wanting people to have something to complain about them. Just turn it
right,
off.
exactly.
Turn it
Yeah,
down. Turn it down.
exactly. In fact, there were they like they were complaining about how Russell T. Davies changed the sonic screwdriver because it looked he they claimed that he didn't want it to look like a gun. And I'm like, but in the ep there was an episode where there was an episode very specifically where the doctor fought Omega, who was one of the bad guys in this season, that was the very first time he fought him back in the Third Doctor, where the Brigadier's like, it was either the Brigadier or the Brigadier's guy, one of the Union guys, was like, "Don't you want a gun?" And he's like, "No, why would I want a gun? Like, I don't need a gun. Like, and you shouldn't either." And it's just like, and that was like from 74 or some shit. So it was like, pay attention. Like you
Yeah,
apparently have never watched anything.
that I'm sorry. I will otherwise be quiet, but John, woke is not the same thing as pacifism. So,
It right,
yeah.
but it's but
I
I'm just using that as an example, right?
mean, there were hippies in the 70s, there were hippies, and they were extremely pacifist. And, I mean, a lot of
Right,
music and movies that came out at that time expressed that, and that's fine,
But I'm just using that as one example
Yeah.
of one of the things that people were using as an example for what they were saying.
Oh
Okay.
No, that might not be a
So,
good example. You're right. You're right.
right. So I'm just saying, like, no, that's not how that works.
No.
But it's like, okay, so if there's a difference between if the writing's actually crap, and if you think the writing's crap because you just are
Not into the subject matter.
not into the subject,
Right,
or
exactly. Yeah.
because
That's
one
fair.
character does not align with something that you are okay with.
Yeah.
Like, and it could be this brief subject character that's literally in the thing for 5 seconds, and because of that, you're just automatically not okay with it. Or the fact that he's Scottish and wearing kilts, and therefore you think it's not okay. Like, because you're like, "Who is wearing a dress?" You're an idiot. Like, dude, he's wearing a kilt. He's Scottish. Calm down.
Yeah,
He's it's
I think people
fucking
are
Britain,
fine. Have
dude.
you been alive the
Everybody.
last 10 years? Like
Yeah.
the increase of lack of intelligence is
Right.
expanding.
And then, like, David Tennant goes on to go into a fucking award show in a kilt because he's Scottish, singing some song and getting the whole crowd to sing it with him, and everybody's okay with it because it's David Tennant. But Chutagawa wears a kilt in an episode and everybody loses their fucking mind. So it's like, what the hell? But anyway, I don't think people gave it enough. I don't think people gave it a chance. I also like had weirdly a lot of the conversations I've had with a lot of people talking about Doctor Who lately is ever since it came off Netflix, people stopped watching it. So I don't think enough people have watched the stuff post pretty much Matt Smith because a lot of it wasn't on Netflix. So maybe if it goes back to Netflix, more people will catch up on it and everything will be caught up and everybody will be like, oh, this actually wasn't that bad.
Netflix is having issues on their own, so
Right.
their thing with the WWE is not working out too well.
That is what I
So
hear.
yeah,
So.
it's the lowest ratings that they've had in wrestling in a long time, and I'm like, and that's including COVID years, and I'm like, wow, that's pretty bad that
Wow.
people
They
that
deserve it
are in
for getting
wrestling.
rid of R-Truth.
Yeah, I heard that. Him and Carlito and several people that I think it's ageism is basically they're not saying that, but these guys are like in their 40s. No, R-Truth is like
Yeah,
53.
he's 52, yeah.
Yeah, he's 53. Carlito's 46, so he's my age. So, they want the young guys
It's
like,
cost cutting.
yeah.
Their contracts are probably too high for what they were for their perceived worth was. So
Yeah.
they like, yeah, we don't need these guys sucking up all the money.
Yeah. Yeah, but meanwhile, you won't use the guys that you have. Like, what's
Which
his
is
name?
well, it was just crazy.
Karrion Cross. He's killing it on the internet, and all his merch is selling out, and WWE refuses to put him on TV at all.
I mean,
I'm like,
it's almost the
that's the
same as
biggest waste of free publicity I've ever heard.
what they did with Zack Ryder. Remember, he got over on his own, and they just like they gave him a push, and then had him getting beat up by John Cena every week.
That's another thing too. People were sick of the John Cena retirement tour too, because he can't do a match anymore.
No,
He's even said he's too old to be doing it. I'm like, then just stop. Don't do it anymore. Get, have guys who actually want to, who's actually physically able to do wrestling, do it.
I just think the whole thing peaked during the WCW WWF wars, and that was the end of it.
I agree.
Once they bought WCW, it was over.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've been going for like 2 hours here, so
Yeah.
I
Yep.
think it's
We got to get up early and
time to go because we need to be at the convention center in 12 hours to start our load in so
Yep.
that in 5 hours after that, you guys can start your load in.
Plus, I
So
have
we
to
will
go to
see
the mills to get
everybody.
stuff that we forgot.
Yeah, that's true, because Justin moved two boxes to the wrong pile, so now he has to go back and get them.
No, I did not touch those boxes. I will say that I did not touch them.
Someone put those boxes on the wrong pile, so now Justin has to go get them, because he knows where they are and no one else does. Anyway, so thanks guys for coming on. We will
Thank you,
see you this
John. Thank
weekend.
you.
We're super excited
Me
about this
too.
weekend. Thank you for always being part of this. We love hanging out with our Pittsburgh peeps and our Pittsburgh posse. Posse? I like the Pittsburgh posse sounds better.
I like Pittsburgh pierogies better, actually.
We are the pierogies, the
The
pierogi
pierogies.
posse.
Yeah.
Insane
There.
Pittsburgh
There.
posse. Is it, will
Now.
we get sued for
No.
ICP? They'll sue
Right.
us for
There you
that,
go.
right? Instead of
Insane Insane Comics pierogies. There you go.
black and
So,
gold paint too.
wow.
You can't have white black and
Well,
gold
we
too.
will see everybody at Three Rivers Comic Con this weekend. Saturday, Sunday, 10 o'clock both days. Goes till 7 on Saturday, 5 o'clock on Sunday. Tons of comics, tons of cosplay, tons of panels, tons of art, toys, games, t-shirts. All kinds of nerd craft, all kinds of other cool stuff to check out. Check out our website for all the vendors. Just, check it out. Get your tickets ahead of time. So all you have to do is walk up and scan it. Everybody gets one of these awesome Planet Death covers by Jim Rugg. He will be there Saturday only to make sure, so make sure you get that and get it signed. It's just gonna be awesome. It's gonna be so much fun. Like I'm just super pumped. Again, this is the family reunion you want to go to every year.
Yeah, or my anniversary. It's
We're
my
it's
anniversary.
all that's true. Just so you guys know, it is Justin and his wife's anniversary this weekend, and we are making them work the weekend. So make sure you give them
Well,
copious amounts of high
if you're
fives and
seeing this part here, guys, we're bringing what we got married in with us as a display
yeah.
behind the counter.
Yep.
My wife's looking forward
Yeah.
to it.
Yeah, so that'll be kind of cool. Remember you can get your commemorative shirt. Everybody gets a goodie bag. Well, other than that, that's pretty much it. It's gonna be a lot of fun. But check out all the panels. These guys have a panel on Sunday. It's gonna be awesome. They have the biggest booth on the block. Make sure you check out the after parties for the beer exclusives, the drink and draw. It's a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah. So just make sure you guys check it out and get your tickets at threeriverscomiccon.com. Or you can stop by your local New Dimension Comics all day tomorrow and pick them up there. So, or just walk in the door any way you slice it. So we will catch all you guys later. And we'll be back next week. And you don't have to buy your comics at our store, but it's nice if you do. But support your local shop everywhere you can. And we will catch you next week. Thanks a lot, guys. And
Night. Good night.
good night.